One of the reasons NATO's 70th birthday celebration in Washington is not being held at the level of heads of state is because the alliance didn't want to give Donald Trump yet another platform to complain about low European defense spending. But as he left Brussels for the event, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg rejected suggestions this animosity has cost the alliance in solidarity and confidence for the future.
The fact is that we see that North America and Europe are doing more together than they've done for many, many years.
Stoltenberg points to the latest example, a new plan for NATO to fund the construction of a storage facility at a Polish airbase where the U.S. will pre-position vehicles and weaponry, providing extra reassurance in the East. While Trump's unpredictable statements and tempestuous tweets have unnerved some European allies, his behavior has also unleashed a wave of support for the alliance.
I've never seen so many editorials in American newspapers praising the alliance. I even get worried sometimes when I see so much praise for NATO. I'm not being used to it.
Jamie Shea spent almost four decades at NATO as a spokesman and later as an expert in emerging security challenges. Now retired from NATO and providing analysis of the alliance, Shea says while Russia and its hybrid warfare tactics still top the list of near-term challenges, NATO must look further ahead. He says all eyes should be, in fact should already have been, on Beijing.
NATO needs to put China on its agenda, not because China is an adversary, I don't see it in those terms, but simply because in so many important areas, ownership of infrastructure, peacekeeping in Africa, buying up important infrastructure on which the Allies depend, China is an increasingly important factor, and trying to achieve transatlantic unity on China, coming to a common assessment, how to engage China for the good side and the less good side, I think that's long overdue. It's going to be a massively more important factor in determining 21st century security than Russia, or arguably any other country outside NATO.
Bruno Lette, an analyst with the German Marshall Fund in Brussels, advises keeping an eye in another direction as well.
There are challenges emerging from the Mediterranean region, from the Sahel, the Maghreb, but also the Middle East. Those are not necessarily challenges that need to be fixed with tanks or jet fighters. These require a different response, and there again, NATO is trying to adapt.
And Lette says while the alliance has managed to keep its solidarity intact for seven decades and counting, another challenge ahead is an internal one.
Any alliance needs leadership, whether it's European leadership or American leadership. For now, NATO has show that leadership for the past 70 years, but we should not take this for granted. We should not take for granted that Americans and Europeans keep to agree on every single issue, and that for sure will continue to be a challenge in the future ahead.
In the nearest term future, NATO heads of state and government will meet to mark the 70th anniversary in London in December. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.